Hi, may I speak with Lily, please? This is Crystal with United Healthcare.
It's Lily.
Mm-hmm.
One moment.
Thank you.
One moment, I will transfer the call.
Okay, thank you.
At the tone, please record your name. Press any key or stop talking to end the recording.
This is Crystal calling for Lily. I'm calling from United Healthcare regarding pending off A289-94461.
Hello.
Hi, is this Lily?
Yes, this is Lily.
Oh, hi, Lily. This is Crystal with United Healthcare on a recorded and monitored line. How are you today?
I'm doing good. What about you? And thanks for asking.
I'm good. Thank you. I was giving you a call about the request we received for mutual patient Harry Jones.
Uh-huh.
Date of birth 8-7-1952 for Amvuttra.
Yes.
I just had a really quick question. Has he received this medication in the past? Is this really a continuation, or is it just a change in servicing providers?
Let me specify. It is related to change in servicing location. Means initially it was denied, and after.
Okay.
Appealing the denied case, it was approved, but it was approved under CCF Maine. But patient was receiving under Hillcrest Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I was trying to figure out, because it was approved in an appeal and it didn't meet original criteria until, you know, the appeal, I'm still going to have to send it on to another MD for review. So if it denies again, it may have to be appealed again. I'm not sure if they'll be able to uphold that or not. My next question was about the dosage, because it does look like before in appeal, it was approved for 25 milligrams every 3 months, and only one dose has been requested this time. So I wanted to verify that.
Yeah.
It says 25 milligrams every three months for one dose. Is that correct, or do you need four doses for the year?
Actually, that's my concern is I have to discuss with this provider, and that's why I have
to
withdraw this request. I want to withdraw this request.
You want to withdraw it? Okay, gotcha. All right, let me just confirm your fax number. It is 216-636-5495.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, gotcha. I will. Is it because you think it was submitted incorrectly, or not really sure, or?
It was submitted incorrectly, so that that's why we have to resubmit the request correctly.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I will send you a fax confirmation of the withdrawal then, okay? And I definitely appreciate you answering and hope you have a great day.
And my concern is, it will take how much time to withdraw the request?
It should only take, just very short period of time. Once I see that the fax has been successfully sent, I'll be able to close out the case. So it should, 15 to 30 minutes. It just kind of depends on how long. We've had problems with faxes recently, so I'm not entirely sure. But I would say within the hour, hopefully.
Okay. Means what kind of fax you're going to send?
The withdrawal fax.
Okay. And after the fax was successfully sent, it will be withdrawn.
Correct. We have to manually withdraw it. So, yeah, as soon as I see that the fax has been submitted, you know, or has gone through successfully, I'll be able to withdraw it. But I'm sending it right now, so hopefully within the next few minutes, it'll be it'll be good. Okay.
And, Michael, lastly, there is no additional is needed from our side to withdraw the request?
Correct, yes. I will get it withdrawn per your verbal communication with me right now.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Lily. All righty. Have a great day.
Wish you same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.